Are we getting too close? We often use the word too to mean excessive, more than enough. This can easily be seen when we say the phrases too hot or too cold. How about our relationship with Jesus? Can we also use the term to define our desire to know him, understand him, or have a relationship with him? Can we be too close? If indeed we can be too close, is that a good thing or not? St. Ignatius of Loyola, in his spiritual exercise, tells us to pray with Scripture by putting ourselves into the scene. Who are we in Mark's Gospel, described the greatest love story ever told? We have two followers of Jesus who go through great lengths to be too close to Jesus. First, there is the woman who anoints Jesus. She's both physically and emotionally close to him. Mark doesn't ID her, but in John's Gospel, we learn she is Mary, Martha's sister. Now, Mary anoints Jesus. She's the only one to do so in Scripture, and his disciples are infuriated with her. Another translation of the same verse says, they treated her harshly. To fully understand this cruel reaction of Jesus' followers, we first must understand what this woman's actions would have meant in Jesus' time. It is believed that this anointing used nard oil, a rare perfume substance, which was considered a family treasure, likely saved for generations, and its present-day worth would exceed $54,000. She didn't just use enough, she used too much. Rather, she used it all, even breaking the jar so it could never be used again. The disciples certainly considered it too much, too costly, too wasteful. Anointing Jesus as she had done here would only make sense if Jesus were being crowned king, and his disciples couldn't understand such a gesture. And then we have Peter, another example of someone being too close to Jesus. Just a few weeks ago, we read how Peter, James, and John, Jesus' closest disciples, were with him during his transfiguration. Now, Peter does the very thing he says he would never do. He denies Jesus. Not once or even twice, but three times. For Peter, being too close to Jesus brought attention to himself and the possibility of physical harm by those whose goal was to destroy Jesus and all those close to him. It was too close for Peter's comfort. Being too close to Jesus will always come with struggle. Our gospel today even portrays this battle between good and evil as Mark, our gospel writer, sandwiches the good works of Mary's anointing, Jesus, with the evil of Judas's betrayal and the Pharisees' plot to kill Jesus. So where do we see ourselves in this story? For the past 30 plus days of Lent, have we been in a struggle, trying to get too close to Jesus? Are you like Mary? Too close that your Lenten practices have been disrupted by what others think or do? Or are you like Peter? Too close that you've stopped following Jesus because it just became too uncomfortable? If at any point this Lent we have resembled these two followers of Jesus, if we become distracted, if we felt like we failed to follow Jesus, or if we just lost the energy to even pray, the fact is we have also become too close and have actively entered into the same struggle of good and evil, the struggle of Jesus himself. But if our Lent has been too easy, without much distraction, can we really say we follow Jesus to the cross? No matter where we are today, Holy Week is a new opportunity to follow Jesus through his passion, death, and resurrection. Struggle is a part of what it means to follow Jesus. And it's not an indication of our weakness, but rather an indication of how close we're getting to Jesus. There's a little part of Scripture, the passion we read today, that probably gets lost. It says that after Peter denied Jesus the third time, he remembered. Did you ever think about what he remembered? I think he remembered what Jesus was about. I think he remembered what Jesus was going to do for him. To say that we struggle and give up would be just weak. Jesus doesn't want us to give up, but he is telling us that struggle is part of his passion, his death, and it's part of our struggle too. Peter remembered, and in this week of Holy Week, we too have an opportunity to remember through the liturgy of Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter. This is how we become too close to Jesus. And we ask him this week to enter into the struggle, our failures, the things we haven't done so perfectly. And we ask him to take control. And we ask him to control our weakness and to give us courage this week to show us what he really has done for us and to allow us to become too close to him.